For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria, and this is today's Midday News Report. A 14-year-old from Rancho Cucamonga is the new champion of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Shrey Parikh won Thursday night after a dramatic 90-second spell-off that pushed both finalists to their limits. Contestants were asked to spell as many words correctly as possible in a minute and a half. Parikh correctly spelled 32 words, including the championship-winning word bromocriptine, while runner-up Ishan Gupta of New Jersey spelled 25 words. Parikh had competed in the National Bee twice before and said he spent months preparing for this year's contest. His win earns him more than $50,000 in cash and prizes and marks another national title for Southern California students at the prestigious competition. It was a contentious night of shouting and frustration in Coachella as residents pleaded with the council to consider a moratorium on data centers. There's a controversial proposal for a data center campus in the city.
Hundreds held signs and chanted at City Hall to protest a proposal to build 6 data centers in the city. Stronghold Power Solutions, the company that submitted the plan, says it would generate funding for Coachella to have its own utility. But residents since April have rallied against the agreement. Stephanie Ambris lives in Coachella. She says data centers are harmful to water resources in rural areas like the Coachella Valley.
We're already living in this time where the city of Coachella needs to address our drinking water situation, and they're introducing data centers during this time. It feels tone deaf. It's enraging.
The Stronghold Power Solution says the data centers will rely on thermal power that transfers energy through non-potable water. Scott Bailey, Stronghold's CEO, claims people are spreading false information about the project.
Yes, it takes water to charge it. That's coming out of the canal that's non-potable. We're not using drinking water.
After hours of comment, the council voted to hold a special meeting to consider a moratorium. Councilwoman Denise Delgado says she's concerned about water pollution.
And it takes a lot of commitment to be continuously showing up to these meetings. And it shows how against this project people are.
The council will decide on the moratorium next week.
Attorney General Rob Bonta's office is suing Chrom Holding, the company formerly known as 23andMe, claiming the DNA testing firm failed to protect sensitive user data. KQED's Rachel Miro has more.
23andMe filed for bankruptcy last year after a 2023 data breach exposed the genetic data of nearly 7 million users nationwide, including more than 855,000 Californians. The breach came to light when those trying to sell the data on the dark web advertised a subset belonging to 1 million Jewish and Asian American Pacific Islanders, including Bonta himself.
It's never the wrong time to seek accountability. 23andMe does not get a pass.
Bonta's office is also suing to block the sale of California's genetic data in bankruptcy court. No comment yet from Chrom Holding. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
It's another big year for AI-related legislation at the state capitol, with lawmakers advancing a number of bills this week. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports organized labor is behind the push to enhance AI regulations in California workplaces.
One of the bills would ban employers from using AI to make decisions about employee discipline or firing without human oversight. Others would require companies to give advance notice before replacing workers with AI and ban the use of AI surveillance tools in the workplace. Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher is president of the California Federation of Labor Unions.
We don't think that AI should be replacing workers. They shouldn't be replacing journalists. They shouldn't be replacing big rig drivers. And that's, you know, we've taken that position from day one.
These bills passed their first major vote in the legislature this week, but they face heavy opposition from business groups who argue they'll be unworkable for employers and stifle innovation in Silicon Valley. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.